Parshas Va'ata Tetzaveh, you do know that Parshas Tetzaveh doesn't have, it's not Muzkar, the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is not the Goluy. I mean, Afashtetz of Bereshis, Noyach, Lech Lecha, those Parshas also not. But ever since he came onto the scene, Moshe Rabbeinu is mentioned in every Parsha. He's not mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh. It's brought down this far in Va'ata Tetzaveh. Tetzaveh is a lotion of Tzavso, connection. Dafka when he's not mentioned, so Adarabba, he's even all the more mentioned. This is the time, always Parshas Tetzaveh comes out, the Yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Dafka, when it's Zayin Adar and it's his Yortzeit, then he connects to Gans Klal Yisrael. When he asks for Mecheini Noah and he's Muchon to be Moser Nefesh, to win Gans and be Nizbatel and do everything for Klal Yisrael, Dafka then he does connect to Klal Yisrael. Why Becholifin and Parshas Tetzaveh is his name not mentioned? He asks for Mecheini Noah Misifrecha. There's a Moshel from the Dubna Magid. He asks for a bakasha, Mecheini Noah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim, the Mecheini Noah, not in the Gansa Torah, aber chutz from one Parsha. So which Parsha? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say there is being doiche, like a person, a king, that has to punish someone, but he doesn't want to. So he delays and delays from Parshas Kisisa. He delayed it through the entire time. You can't delay it, Parshas Tetzaveh. Next week is Kisisa again. I have to find a place. So this is it's Nitcha. Another connect is, it's interesting, Aaron was supposed to be the Levi, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen. Right? By the Sneh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'Aaron Ochicha HaLevi. So Davke, this Parsha, when that didn't happen, and Aaron gets the Kohuna, that's where it's Matin, that we're Madgish, that it's Nelam Moshe Rabbeinu. Lamaisa, I saw brought down in the Chidah, that he says that Parsha's Teruma and Tetzaveh is really one big Parsha, Teruma and Tetzaveh. He brings it's ready in the Zohar, and there's Midrashim that talk about that there are 53 parshiyos, gan, 53 Aden, 53 parshiyos. When we count, we have 54. So one of the Mahalchim is Truma and Tetzaveh is really one parsha. It was like Moshe Rabbeinu was mentioned in Truma. Another pshat is that Zayis HaBrocha, when we say gan 53, it means everything besides Zayis HaBrocha. I saw two or three other terutzim how to work this out. Again, don't say all the terutzim, because then you'll end up being stuck with 51 parshiyos. But on the other hand, many Rishonim, the Sefer HaChinuch learns that Parshas Mishpatim is two Parshios. Parshas Mishpatim, the first half, and then there's the separate Parsha of Im Kesef Talve. The Chinuch, every Parsha, he says how many mitzvahs in each Parsha. In the beginning of Mishpatim, he says how many mitzvahs there are in Mishpatim. And then when he gets to Im Kesef Talve, again, it's a new Parsha. Parshas, which is in Revi, or Chamishi in Mishpatim. Parshas Im Kesef Talve, and he says how many mitzvahs there. So it's two separate Parshios. It doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's name in Parshas Mishpatim. It says it in Parshas Im Kesef Talveh. But Im Kesef Talveh and Mishpatim are two different Parshas. The Chinuch again, in Parshas Kisavai, when he talks about Mikra Bikurim, he says, here is the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, but the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim, that we already mentioned in Parshas Im Kesef Talveh. Now, if Mishpatim and Im Kesef Talveh is two different Parshas, then again, the 53 works out differently. Maybe then you have to count for Zayis HaBracha and say that Shurim HaTetzav is one. Another pshat I saw once, it says, Mecheini no mi sifrecha. Sifrecha is Sefer Chof. Parshas Tetzaveh is the 20th parasha. So that's why the Remez, why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in the Tetzaveh, is because Moshe Rabbeinu requested, Mecheini no mi sifrecha Sefer Chof. Of course, if Parshas Mishpatim is broken into two, then Truma is the 20th parasha. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned, but he really is Nirmaz. The Pnimius of Moshe Rabbeinu on his Yartzeit is mentioned. There are 101 psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh. You spell the name Moshe. Mem is Mem. Mem. Shin Yud Nun. Hey Aleph. Mei Ayin. The Pnimi. Not the Miloi. Just the inner letters besides the Mem, Shin, and the Hey. The Miloi. Mem. It's Mei Ayin. Mei Ayin. Mei Ayin is garnished. From the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mevatel himself. Mei Ayin. The Pnim. The Gematria of Moshe in the Pnim is 101. Parshas Tetzaveh is 101 psukim. The Pnim of Moshe Rabbeinu is Nirmaz in Parshas Tetzaveh. We talk about the Big Day Kahuna, stating the Pasuk, Big Day Kahuna, Al-Chaved Ul-Sefaris. And I saw this farm say there's a Gzeres Shava. It's not really Gzeres Shava because it's Divrei Torah, Midivrei Kabbalah, but in Megillas Esther, it says also, Yikar Tiferes Gedulasai, which means he was wearing the Big Day Kahuna. It's Mevorach, Achashverosh wanted to wear the Big Day Kahuna by the Mishnah. It's Gzeres Shava by Big Day Kahuna, it says Lechavid Ulisafaris, and over here it says Es Yikar Tiferes Kedulasai. The reason Achashverosh wanted to wear the Big Day Kahuna was not Stam. He felt in the Cheshbon that it's after the 70 years, and he wanted to be Miyayish Klal Yisrael, that the Golus is not going to be over after 70 years. You think now you're getting back to Big Day Kahuna? No, it's staying, it's Lenetzach, and you're going to be stuck. That was what he was trying to do by Eish drinking, wearing the Big Day Kahuna. Emes is a machloikis. When exactly? We're talking about now the Suda of Achashverosh, quite a few years before the Nesach Purim that happens afterwards. There's various cheshbonis in Rabbi Yenis and Aibish, it's Chassav Sofer, they talk about the cheshbon of how the year works out. According to one pshat, it came out that the 7 extra days of Shushan was the Seres Yimei Tshuva, and the 7th day, finally that day, when Vashti gets killed, all that was on Yom Kippur. He wanted to be machshel them. He wore the Big Day Kahuna Gedoyla, and he wanted to show them that it's Ois Yom Kippur, and that's what he was trying to do. The Emes says there's another cheshbon that working out 180 Malchei Umay Sa'olim start from Tishrei, and it says Shalish Lamalchei was his 3rd year. The Cheshbon works out punct that it was Tesvav Nisan. If you work at 180 days plus 7 days of the Mishnah, this he works it out, it's 180 days. Shmoyne Mas Yoyne, this. So Vashti, when he told her to come out to the Suda, she said, no, I have Yartzeit. She was the daughter of Balshetzer. Balshetzer was killed on Tesvav Nisan. Many things happened on Tesvav Nisan. Go through the Piyut in the end of Nirtza, Ozrei Nisan, Mefleisa. The Ma'var from Malchus Bovel to Malchus Poras, Umadai, was when they executed Balshetzer. He did or didn't read the handwriting on the wall. Amaisa, he gets killed. And Vashti says, I can't come out, it's Yartzeit, which is a good excuse, and she doesn't deserve to get killed, but the Kaddish Baruch Hu made a moifis. He went to the Chachmei Yoidei Ha'itim, they made an Ibriyar that year. It wasn't Tesvav Nisan, it was Tesvav Adar Beis, and it was Purim, punk, Purim, 7 years before Purim happened, but she didn't have Yartzeit, and that's why she does deserve to get killed, and that's already a different judgment. But getting back to the sugi over here, we have the Parsha of Big Day Kahuna. There's a machloikis Rambam and Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam counts Big Day Kahuna in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs is the Inyan of Big Day Kahuna. The Ramban, and this is the Shitasa in other places, argues. He says, no, there's no separate mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. The mitzvah is Avodas HaMikdash, and it's needed, necessary, nochutz, to have Big Day Kahuna, a Kohen, believe Big Day Kahuna is an Kunasi Olav, he's a Tzar. But it's a chelik of the mitzvahs Avodah. B'doy Melezeh, like Abi the Klei HaMikdash, it was the game last week. The Rambam counts the mitzvah of making the Klei HaMishkon, Klei HaMikdash as mitzvahs. The Ramban, Lishi Tosi argues, he says there's no mitzvah of Shulchan, it's part of the mitzvah of Lechem Aponim. There's no mitzvah of Mizbeach Hazov separately, it's part of the mitzvah of Ketoiris. Menoiris, the chelik of the Hadlaka. The Chen Hala, you have this machlekes. Now, just basics to set up Big Day Kahuna, we know that the Kohen Hedyot has 4 begadim. And that's very easy to try to get confused with the details. It's a hat, a pants, a jacket, and a belt. It's like just basics. The 4 Big Day Kahuna is a Michnasayim, a Mitznefes, an Avnet, and a Ksoinis. Right? So you got a hat, a jacket, a belt, and a pants. The Kohen Gadol has those same 4, but he has another 4. Sitz, Eifoid, Choshen, and Me'il. Now, there's a big Machloikis, Amiroyim, Tanoim, already bets him in the Sugi and Yuma. Was the Big Day Kahuna of the Kohen Hedyot Shatnez, Klayim? Was it? The Kohen Gadol definitely had Klayim in some of the Big Day Kahuna, and Avada, it's either Hutro or Dechuya, I don't want to go into that, but you were allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna. But whether the Big Day Kohen Hedyot, was it made out of Shatnez? And if it was, it's only the belt, the Avnet. That's the only thing, if at all, was made out of. The other 3 Begadim for sure were made out of Butz, Pishton, linen, not Shatnez. The Machlokes says Avnet Kohen Hedyot, was it Shatnez? Now, the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol, Avada was Shatnez, Agansior. The Avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, because the Yom Kippur, he wore part of the Avodah, wore the Shmoyne Begadim, but part of the Avodah's Pnim, he switched and wore Big Day Lavan. The Big Day Lavan of Kohen Gadol, which are 4 Begadim, hat, jacket, pants, and belt, is for sure not Shatnez. The Avnet of Kohen Gadol be Yom Kippur was Avada, not Shatnez. I'm just trying to set up the sugya. Avnet of Kohen Gadol, Agansior, Bevada is Shatnez. Avnet of Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Bevada wasn't. Avnet of Kohen Hedyot, Agans Yar, is a machloikis amiroyim. The Hainu is the Avnet of Kohen Hedyot, like the Kohen Gadol's Shmoyne Begadim, or is it like the Arba Begadim? The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yudbeis, asks Akasha. Let's say on Yom Kippur you have a Kohen Gadol that suddenly became Nifsal or Nitma or Mace, and you have to switch and you have to bring in and herald in a new Kayin Gadol. Frek the Gemara, Yuma Yud Beis. Bameh Mechan Chenoisai. Hare, to be Mechadish, that someone is a Kayin Gadol, he needs Chinuch. He needs to be, it has to be Mechadish. You do something, a Pa'ula, a Maisa Chinuch. That's Mechadish, and now he's the Kayin Gadol. Azoy, you would put him on Tu B'Shvat, if the Kayin Gadol, if you need to bring in a new Kayin Gadol, how are you Mechadish him? Malek them on, the Shmoyne Begodim. Right, until now he was a Kayin Heb. You put him on the Shmoyne Begodim. Clear is the Gemara. What about if it's on Yom Kippur? And punk, you're in the middle of the Seder Avoida, but you're up to a detail of the Avoida where he's supposed to be using the Big Day Lavan. So you're going to call in this new Kohen Gadol and put him on the Big Day Lavan of Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur. Baneh! What is the difference? That's what a Kohen Hedyat's Begodim look like. Bish, Lema, says the Gemara. If a Kohen Hedyat, Alateg, Fanagansior, is with Shatnez, so then Fakeret, you're now being Mechanachim by putting him on Kohen Gadol, like a four Begodim without Shatnez. But if a Gansior, a Kohen Hedyat's Begodim are not Shatnez, so how are you going to be Mechanachim as a Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara says, either he puts on Shmoyne Begodim. I know, they're in the middle of the Lava now. He's supposed to be doing the Hazoyas of the Par. But you put him on Shmoyne Begodim and tell him to go on to the Bimzbeach and be Mahapach Betzinura. To just do something, because Zor Shehapach Betzinura is Chai Misa. You do Episode Pa'ula. It's Mavur in this Gemara that there's no chilik between the Big Day Kohen Hedyat on Yom Kippur and the Kohen Hedyat and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, except for the Avnet maybe. And the Rishonim asked, look, there's some other chalukim. When the Rambam describes the mitznefes, or rather by the Kohen Gadol it's called mitznefes, by the Kohen Hedyat it's called mikvas, the Rambam describes the hat differently. So does the Raivid. There's a big tumult about exactly what the difference is, but that's Akasha. Why can't you say, Bameh Mechan Chanoisi is Lagabi the mitznefes? Who are then the Ksoinis? It's interesting. The Lashon of the Pasuk is by Kohen Gadol that it's a Ksoinis Tashbates. It doesn't say Tashbates by Kohen Hedyat. And there's a Shail in the Rishonim. If there's Taka Chilik in the Ksoinis of a Kohen Hedyat and a Kohen Gadol. And again, that's a Kashas, and why is the Gemara hung up on whether the Avnet is the same or not? We have other Chalukim. It's interesting though, it could be Lagabi the hat. Hare Be'etzim, it's not a hat, it's a turban, and it's a very long, winding turban. And if at all there's a Chilik between Gadol and Kohen Hedyat, because the Kohen Hedyat, Alatek Fanagansiar, has to leave space to put on his tefillin shel Roish. Kohen Gadol's hat has to be spaced differently because he needs to put on tefillin. And it sits. And maybe that's good for why his hat is different. Yeah, but on Yom Kippur, he doesn't wear a tzitz. Well, not when he's wearing four begodim. And also b'chlal, there's no tefillin. Now, I'm not saying that on Allah Shabbos and Yom Tov, whenever there's no tefillin, the hat is different. There's b'stam alay plug. Oh, but the Big Day Kohen Gadol, the Arba begodim, we're hagdor, it's only on Yom Kippur. It's built in. It's never with tefillin. It's never with tzitz. Could be, then it's similar, Taka, to the mitznefes, to the mikbas of the Kohen Hedyat. But you have to work out the details of those chalukim. It's a big... There's a Gemara in two places, in Erech and Daf Tezayin, and also in Zvachim Daf Peches, in both places, come out the same Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Imi Bar Sosoin, Loma Nismecha Parshas Karbonos LeParshas Big Day Kahuna. What's the smichas between the Parshas Karbonos and the Parshas Big Day Kahuna? Loimar Lecha, Ma Karbonos Mechaprim, Af Big Day Kahuna Mechaprim. There's a steer in Rashi, this Gemara is in two places, Zvachim Peches, Erech and Tezayin. What does the Gemara mean when it says Lama Nismacha Karbonis LeBig Day Kahuna? Where is it that the Karbonis are mentioned next to the Big Day Kahuna? So Rashi and Erechin says it's talking about Parshas Tetzaveh, that the beginning of Tetzaveh talks about the Big Day Kahuna, and if you keep in Cheshma, the second half of the Parsha talks about the Karbonis of the Miluyim. But Rashi and Zvachim actually learned it's Vakar, it's referring to Parshas Tzav. Parshas Tzav is, first it talks about the Karbonis, and later it talks about the Big Day Kahuna. But either way, the Gemara is saying there was a Smichus of the Karbonis to the Big Day Kahuna to teach you that Big Day Kahuna Mechaper. And the Gemara elaborates, and it's a Machlokes Rishonim, but many Rishonim learn that only the Big Day Kohen Gadol is Mechaper, not the Big Day Kohen Hedyat. But the Gemara definitely goes through all eight Begadim and says, B'Ktzara, that the Kapara of the Begadim are, the Ksoines is Mechaper on Shvichas Domim. It brings a smach that it says by the Ksoines of Yosef, by Yishchitu Azir, Seirizim, by Yitpulu as a Ksoines Bedam. So Ksoines is Mechaper on Shvichas Domim. Michnasayim is Gilei Arayis, it's Mechasa the Erva, Mitznefes, that's on the top of the head by Gasei Haruach. Avnet is Fehir Halev, because that's where it is. Choshen is on Dinim. Eifoid on Avoy Dezorah. Mi'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Tzitz is Mechaper on Azus Ponim. And the Gemara brings these eight Begodim. Now, there are those that say that only the Big Day Kohen Gadol is Mechaper, not the Big Day Kohen Hedyat, and it could be that the Big Day Kohen Gadol on Mechaper the entire time that he's wearing it. I'm not talking now about the fact that there's a sugya called tzitz meratze, that's also, it's a machlekes, it's only when it's bo'ode al mitzvah shel kohen gadol that there's a din of ritzoy tzitz, that it has effect on various karbanos. But bechlal, the idea that these shmoyne begadim are mechaper on the F4 or 8 mentioned things that we said there, mechaper for, It could be, Lamashal, there's a famous kasha from the Shagas Aryeh. If a Kohen had Yerala Teg for Nagan Sior doesn't have Shatnes in his begotten Bechlal, not even in the Avnate, so why does the Kohen Gadol ever do Avoida? If the reason you're doing Avoida is because Esed Lechaloysa's sake to do the Shatnes, but it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, let a Kohen had to do the Avoida Bishlam, if a Kohen had also has Shatnes Mela. But if a Kohen had it's begotten don't have Shatnes, why could the Kohen Gadol do Avoida? In Bechlal, let a Kohen had do it. And there's a lot of Torah, but part of the Mahalach is that by Kohen Gadol, the etzem wearing it is avoyde farzich. It's this inyan of that the shmoyne big nikahuna amechaper, and that itself is an inyan. Now, just on two of them, we mentioned the eight begadim. The Gemara over there in Zvachim Peches Erech and Design asks, shvichus domim is niskaper al yedei the ksoines. What about egla rufa? I thought egla rufa is mechaper on shvichus domim. So the Gemara says no. Ha the yodaman katle. When you know who the killer is, then the ksainus is machat. Eglaruf is when you don't know. Again, similar, the Gemara asks, the me'il is machaper on Lashon Hara, Dover Shebekoil. I thought k'toyres is machaper on Lashon Hara. And the Gemara says, ha betzin, ha befarhesia, ha betzchaim, and sefer shmir slashon, is marif about this Gemara in a few places, that there's different kinds of Lashon Hara. There's Lashon Hara, betzina, on that the k'toyres is machaper. There's Lashon Hara, befarhesia. That's the me'il. Now, there's a big sugya of the gedarim of Big Day Kahuna. Avada, we know that in Zvachim, Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Yud Ches, a kohen without Big Day Kahuna is a zar. He can't do avoida. Now, the bigadim have to be lekavod ulasafaris. The Rambam brings, if they are too long or too short, it's puzzle. And the reason is because it's not lekavod ulasafaris. Although many Rishonim argue that, they know, if the beged is too short, not the right size, it's not just the problem that it's not l'kavod ulasafaris. It's mechusar begadim, and too long is yitter begadim. The same way that if a kohen had, you would only wear three begadim, or a kohen gadol only seven, that's mechusar begadim. Or then if one or some or all of the begadim are too short, that's mechusar begadim. And if too long is yitter begadim. Others don't know, it's a din of kavod ulasafaris. There's a lot of nafkaminas. I'm just giving you a headline on a big sugi there in Zvachim. Before the heart, so gives Zichnei Dorim, whatever. So gives from Big Day Kahuna. Akoponim, a kohen is not allowed to wear any extra begadim. You're not allowed to have like a t-shirt underneath. What about glasses? Contact lenses? A yarmulke? Avadanat? You have to know what is... It's a yitur begadim. Avada, you have to know the gedarim of the Big Day Kahuna. Now, an interesting topic, the whole noisei farzif. The begadim avada are made out of tcheles, argoma, and telas, shani, sheish, depending. Different begadim are made out of different materials. There's an interesting shaila. The tcheles, of course, comes from the chilozoin, and the chilozoin is also negeya by tzitzis. Telas, shani, it's also, what does it come from? I mean, it says telas. Does it come from a telas? And what exactly is a chilozoin? A fish, a snail? I mean, it's a chilozoin. Yeah, but is it kosher? I don't think a chilozoin is kosher to eat, and I don't think telas is really kosher. And Toilas Shon you actually have in a few other places also. Argoman, we have anywhere else Argoman besides Big Day Kahuna? Remember? Halacha. But by Tchelis you have by Tzitzis. Toilas Shon you have also by Paraduma and also by Taharas Mitzoyra. But what is this Toilas Shon? There's a big Sharon of Shani. L'chair, it's only allowed to come from something that's kosher. So why are we making something? Right? By Tfilin there's a halacha. I mean, Hamutter Beficho. That you're only allowed to make it from something that's kosher. So why are we making things out of Tailas Shoni, Tcheles of the Chilozoin? It's interesting. The Rabbeinu Bechaya writes, in the Big Day Kahuna, we don't have Meshi. Meshi is silk. We don't have Meshi. We have Tzemer. Tcheles, Argomen, and Tailas Shoni are all Tzemer. They're just different colors of Tzemer. And we have Pishton. From Tzemeach and from Chai, right? Pishton is from Tzemeach, Tzemer is from Chai. There's a reason why we do both, whatever. Akoponim. Meshi, he says, we don't want to have anything in the Midvas HaMeshkan from Meshi, because Meshi comes from a worm, and that's not kosher. And the Chassam Sefer has a big Arichas and Shuvah, he says, we have in the Beis Knesses, we make a lot of times tapestries and paroichas and things made out of Meshi. What, you're not supposed to use for something that's not kosher? And he goes involved in this topic of where and Legabi, what Gedarim do we say that something has to be Menamot B'Ficha? The Gemara actually uses it by Tefillin itself. But what about by other things? There's a Ran that says that you're not supposed to use a shofar from a not kosher animal. And then there's a famous kasha that Freinem asked that the Gemara says they can use a pill for the funnies of a sukkah. A pill is not kosher. Why is it not a problem of in a mutter beficha? This shaila came up. Some Saiba talks about it, it's a bigger richas and chubas night of Yehuda. Actually, the shaila of the night of Yehuda was that he found out that in the process of making dioy, for ksiva sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzas, there's different kinds of dioy, and there's a mesorah with what dioy is, but there are certain base materials that it's made out of, but you could have other chemical ingredients. And what was misbarat him is that they were using, among many other things, some kind of chemical that was made from atzomis of a pill. It was made from bones of an elephant, from something, and that was part of, among other ingredients. So, minamuter beficha. This is tefillin already. This is tefillin. Minamuter beficha. It's okay, it's a yam of a topic. I'll just tell you something interesting. The reason why you're allowed to have a doifin of a sukkah can be a pill, from the first Gemara and sukkah, is because the doifin of a sukkah doesn't have to be made out of an animal. See, something that has to come from an animal, then it has to be a kosher animal. So, shofar and the tefillin. The funnest of sukkah could be eight, could be eights of the even also. It doesn't have to be food bechlal. So then it has a migu, yeah? A pill, or at some place a pill, is legara from the thing. The same thing with dioy. The same thing with a nal of chalitza. That there's a whole shayla if it has to be from a kosher animal. It doesn't have to be made from an animal bechlal. But it, only when it has to be from an animal, then already there's gedarim, what kind of animal it has to be from. On the Avnei HaChoshen, we have the 12 Avnei HaChoshen. It's mevor that the Avnei HaChoshen were mechuvin keneged the Shvatim. It's a machlokes rishonim exactly how you order the names of Oidim, Pitta, Dovarekes, Vechule, and how they correspond to the 12 Shvatim. I mean, it pretty much starts Oidim is Ruvain. After that, there's a big balagan how you want to set it up. But Oidim is Ruvain. Oidim was Taka. It was a red stone. On it was the tzura of Dudoyim, which is kamat, looks like a stick, like a person. It's a school of Phileda. Pitada will go like the way the Rambam tells it of Ek. Many of them shine in Pitada is Shimon. Varekes is Levi. And onwards. Now, it's Mavur, and the Balaturim writes it, and many Rishonim say that every one of the Avnei HaChoshen had six letters. So besides that, each Evan, like on the Oidim stone, it said Reuven. On the Pitada stone, it said Shimon. But besides that, it also said Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Shifte Yeshurin. The Balaturim and many Rishonim learned that each Evan had six letters. So the Mashal Ruvain, which is already five letters, had also the Aleph of Avram. Shimon had the Beis of Avram. Levi had Resh Hey Mem of Avram. And onwards, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, work it out. It comes out exactly six letters. Binyamin had nothing on it because it's already six letters. And that's how it works. The Rambam says in first Nishtah, the Rambam says that on Ruvain's stone, it said Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. I think it said the Vav of V'Yaakov, as you say in Rambam. And on the Binyamin stone, it said Shifte Yeshurin. And the purpose of these letters, though, is that it should light up when the Urim Betumim, which in the first place, I mean, was there by the Choshen, it would be able to megal it to you what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send you a message. It would light up those stones. Now, it says in the Gemara in Saita that when Yosef saw Dmus Diuknoi Shel Aviv to prevent him from being Nichshal Benesheth Petifar, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Yaakov tells him, you realize that all the Shvatim are going to be on the stones of the Avnei HaChoshen. You want to lose out on that, and then it will be set on you. V'roye Zoynes Ya'abed Hoin. You're going to lose Hoin. So this farm explained, what's Hoin? Because Vav Nun of Hoin is Yosef. Yosef, Avram Yitzchak Shifte Yeshurin. Binyamin had six letters. So Yosef's stone, the extra letters was Vav Nun. But also we know on the Ephod, which Yosef's stone, by the way, Yosef's stone is Shoyham. Yosef is the most central Shevet. He was supposed to have 12 Shvatim. The Avnei Ephod, which has all the Shvatim, were Avnei Shoyham. The same Shoyham that Yosef's stone in the Choshen was. Yosef's son was Tarshish. Shoyham, Yoshve. Shoyham is Yosef. The Avni Eifed is also Yosef. But on the Avni Eifed, there's 25 letters on each stone, and to work that out, it has to say Yehoisef. So Yaakov is telling him, there's an extra hey of Yehoisef in the Avni Eifed. And there's also a Vov Nun of Shifte Yeshurun on your stone. You want to lose out that it shouldn't say that? And that's why he was hinting to him. Now, there's a stickle chesh when you have to hold. The Gemara in Yuma says like this. The Gemara says that on the Avnei Choshen, there was all the Chav Beis Oisius, and that's how it was able to be Megala, whatever Hashem wanted to be Megala, with the Urim Batum and the Ruach HaKodesh in there. Interesting Gemara, held Kap the Cheshbon. Frak the Gemara, it says all the names of the Chav Beis Oisius in the names of the Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. There's no Tzadi. Go through the names of the Shvatim. There's no Tzadi. So the Gemara says, Seder. But it also said, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Frek the Gemara, yeah. But there's no Tess. Should have asked Tess first. We'll go in order. But there's no Tess. So the Gemara says, no, it also said, Shiftei Yeshurun. So the Marsha already asks, why did it still on Tzadi before Tess? I mean, the truth is, it's still on Tzadi because the Teretz first is Yitzchak, and then the Teretz is Shiftei Yeshurun. But the Maaseh, there was a kasha that there's no Tzadi in the Shvatim, and there's also no Ches. But the problem is, there's also two other letters missing. There's no Ches in the Shvatim, and there's no Kuf in the Shvatim. There's actually four letters not in the Shvatim. Tzadi, Ches, Kuf, Tes. So why did the Gemara ask from Tes, from Tzadi, and answer Yitzchak, and then ask from Tes, and answer Shivtei Yeshurun? I know, Ches and Kuf is also answered with Yitzchak. I got it, but why didn't you stellen it, and why that order? So the Chesam Sofer has a very geshmak mahal. He says, in the beginning, the Gemara thought that on the names of the stone, each stone, besides that it said the name of the Shevet, it also was carved out the name of the stone. On Reuven's stone, it said, Oidem Reuven. On Shimon's stone, it said, Pitada Shimon. Pitada has a test. Go through all the names of the Avonim and all the names of the Shvatim. The only letter missing is Tzadi. Because as mentioned, there are no Tzadi, Ches, Tes, and Kuf in the names of the Shvatim. That is correct. Work it out. But you have Tzadi, Ches, and Kuf. I'm sorry, you have Tes, Ches, and Kuf. You have Pitida, Varekes, and Achlama. And since each stone also had the name of the Shevet, and also had the name of the stone, you are entirely covered, and correctly, the Gemara asks from the one and only letter that's missing. There's no Tzadik. Correct the Gemara, there's no Tzadik, not in the Shvatim, and not in the Avonim, and that's the only Kasha that's Shver. And the Gemara answers, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. But now, there's a Mapech in the Sukkah. The Pasuk says, V'ha'avonim tia al Shmois b'nei Yisrael. Literally, that meant the name of the stone should be written on top of the name of the Shevet. But now that you were Mechadish, that it says the name of the Avos, the Avos are the Avonim. The Avos are the Avonim of Klal Yisrael. So now that you Mechadish, that it says Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so it says that's what it means for Avonim. And Ches and Kuf is still good from Yitzchak. But Frek the Gemara, now it's Shver Tes. Until now it wasn't Shver Tes because it said Pitida. But now that you're telling me that it said the name is of the Shvatim, and that's what it means for Avonim, Tiel, Shmois, B'nei Yisrael. So now it says the name of the Shvatim and the name of the Avos, but not the name of the stone. Now you're missing a test. Enter the Gemara Shiftei Yeshurin. Now it's interesting. Yaakov Avinu Dmus Diuk Niyavta Hal Kap. He sees Yosef and he says, "You're going to lose out. Ya'abin Hoin." Yaakov has an Agias because where's the only Samach? There's no Samach in the names of the stones. No, there is. Sapir. There's Sapir. It says Sapir is one of the names of the stones. But in the names of the Shvatim, the only Samach is Yosef. And Yaakov is telling him, he says, "Heretzu Yosef, if you're going to be out, then there's no Samach. Then they're taking me and Avram Yitzchak out also, because then they have to bring back the names of the stones for the Sapir." So Yaakov, even the Mustiyotne has the Negias. I forgot who makes that Cheshman. That's another Cheshman, Lagabi the Avos. Now, at the end of the Parsha, you have very interesting the Mizbeach HaKetoiris. And all the Mefarshim shtel on this, many of the Mefarshim, Parshas Truma went through the Klei HaMishkan. Parshas Tetzaveh goes through the Big Day Kahuna, goes through the Shivas Meim Iluyim, and then, at the end, all the way at the end, the Parsha of the Mizbeach HaKetoiris. Why is the Mizbeach HaKetoiris standing alone? The Mizbeach HaKetoiris totally separated, nothing. Everything was already in the previous. The menorah, the shulchan, the aron, the krushim, the whole Surah HaMishkan. Mizbeach HaKetorah stands alone. Mizbeach HaKetorah is something very unique. It's kulay ruchnius. Mizbeach HaKetorah has a hakrova, a gansior, of Ketorah, which is reyach. Reyach is ruchni. It's a lot more ruchni than the other mishushim of taste, sight, hearing. Reyach is more of a ruchnius to kezach. The Mizbeach HaKetorah is for Ketorah and on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also. Yom Kippur is cool. It's cool. It stands separate. That's why the Arizal writes that Chodesh Adar, every Chodesh is connected a different part of the Rosh, and Chodesh Adar, odor, is connected Reach. By Chet Adam HaRishon, this is the Ben Yisosin brings Barichas, that Chet Adam HaRishon was poigim in every one of the Chushim. She saw the Eitz Hadas, she tasted it, she gave him to touch it, and she spoke, she told everything. There was no Inyan of Reyach. That's the Chush that wasn't Nifkam. In Adar, we get back to the Madrega of Koidem Achet. The Koidem Achet was, we go back to Reyach. When do we go back to that? Klal Yisrael, right before Matan Torah, comes to that Madrega, and then again, Chet Egel brings it down, and we finally get the Kapara for that on Yom Kippur, and it's Moiridik, the last pasuk in Parshas Tetzav. It's in Yom Kippur, it always comes out, not on Ibriyah, but on a regular year, it always comes out right before Purim. The last pasuk in Parshas Tetzav. V'chiper Aharon al Karnoisov achas pashona midam chatas HaKippurim, because that's the once a year that you use the Mizbeach HaKetorah for dam. Also by Paran Dovash al Tzibur, but as a Tzibur, right? As a Kavua Shem Imzman. Again, V'chiper Aharon al Karnoisov achas pashona midam chatas HaKippurim. Achas bashono yichaper levodei reseichem kodesh kadoshim mul Hashem. It says achas bashono twice. There's makoros to this that achas bashono twice. Once is for Yom Kippur and once is for Purim. Yom Kippur and Purim is even hotter than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is mechaper l'shavim. Purim is mechaper l'she'enim shavim. Even for azachatoyim that according to the Zohar is not shayach to be shavim on Purim, you could be mechaper even on that. Achas bashono. There's a bezundera darga of achas bashono. I saw brought down, it says, V'lo yizach ha-choshen me'al ha-eifoid is gematria Esther. V'lo yizach ha-choshen me'al ha-eifoid is gematria Esther. 661, okay. What's the vart? Purim, it's very interesting. Megillah Nikris, b'yid Aleph, b'yid Beis, b'yid Gimel, b'yid Dalet, b'tesvav. Purim, there's no loisus going to do. There's no loisus going to do. Different people do it different times. The Gemara asks, Taka, why is not loisus going to do? We'll see. Oh, but it's Nikras on Yid Aleph, Yid Beis, Yid Gimel, Yid Dalet, Tesvav. Who lands on Yid Aleph, Yid Beis, Yid Gimel? The Bnei HaKfarim, the villagers, the simple people. The Poshetim. Afterwards is Yid Dalet, it's for the Bnei HaOrim, the Prozi. Avada Mukif, Mukif is Mukhash of them Prozi. Mukif, Mukif. Not only Yerushalayim, but all the ear that's Mukif Chayim has Mukadushim. We start from the lowest to the top. The Loyizach HaChoyshen Me'al HaEifoit. Choyshen is the choshevah, and eifoid represents the back, the achrus, the layizach hachoshim al eifoid. Purim, we put all of them together, and not only put all of them together, we even start from the achrus. I think we spoke one of the other weeks that there are 620 letters in the Aseres Hadibris, connected the Taryag mitzvahs, plus the seven mitzvahs the Rabbonim. We said a remez that the last two words in Aseres Hadibris, Asher l'rayecha, is connected the seven mitzvahs the Rabbonim. The 620th mitzvah, the seventh, the Rabbanon is Chanukah. The one right before is Purim, 619. Acharis is 619. Purim represents even the Acharis, and they get first. The Medrash says Achashverosh is really referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Misha HaMelech, HaMelech, Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Misha HaAcharis VeHareshis Shaloi. HaAcharis VeHareshis, everyone together. Vayihi Bimei Achashverosh is Gematria. Megillah Nikris, B'yud Aleph, B'yud Beis, B'yud Gimel, B'yud Dalet, B'tesvav. 914. Megillah Nikris, it says Yud Aleph, doesn't say Achaveser, it says, the Lashon HaMishnah is Megillah Nikris, B'yud Aleph, B'yud Beis, B'yud Gimel, B'yud Dalet, B'tesvav. That is Gematria Vayihi B'mei Achashverosh. Achashverosh, Misha Melech, V'Achros, V'Reshesh Shaloi. Even the B'nei HaKfarim come first. Adarabba, it's a build-up. It's a build-up. We bring in even the Pashti Yidin. Now, why is the Takanat Lois is going to do? It's not Loisus Gaidu. The Meshechachma writes, the Gemara says why it's not Loisus Gaidu in the Sugya Nivamis. But the emes is in Loisus Gaidu, there's two shitas. Why you're not allowed to do Loisus Gaidu? Loisasu Agudas Agudas. Rashi brings, because it's near a Kishtei Tyrus. It looks like there's two Tyrus. This Tyrus, that Tyrus. It's a Chasaron and a Moon. It's a Chasaron in the Behiris of Mesiris HaTyra. Another Mahalach Rishonim, the Rambam, many Rishonim bring is Machloikis. It's going to come to Machloikis. And there's a lot of left communities, the Karen Oira, Ayin Shama, but the end of Sugya, and Lafidal, for those that already got there, forgot already, didn't get there yet, or skipped it. That's the Sugya. This Lois is going to do with Shnirik Ishtay Tyrus, or because of Machloikis. Says the Meshech Chochma, that's why it says in the Megillah, Divrei Sholoim Vo'emes. Divrei Sholoim Vo'emes. Don't worry about Lois is going to do. Machloikis. Sholoim. Nirik Ishtay Tyrus. Vo'emes. Whatever the Teretz is, but there's no problem of Lois is going to do. It's Divrei Sholoim Vo'emes. We know that in the Megillah, it doesn't even mention the Shem Havaya, but the Svarim talk about it because Fakeret Megillas Esther is even... It's not Chamisha Chamshe Torah, it's one of the Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, and Esther and Mordechai were Mavakish, that it should become Kesvun L'Doyrus, but on a certain Bechina, it's beyond the Yudkei Vavkei. I saw the Svarim say, right, it says, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. So, even before Hashem is Anoichi. Anoichi Haster Aster. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Master Anoichi. He was Master Anoichi into the Megillah. And the Megillah has this level that anyone can connect with. Now, it says, interesting, on Purim you could ask, Kala Poshet Yad, Nois Tanoi, a person could poil and ask, by Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Derech Drash, I saw it says, Hamelech Zeh Achashverosh, right? Hamelech Zeh Achashverosh is really referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I heard once from Rabbi Osher, Meir de Katach, I think it's Lashitosa, he said, Meir de Kavort. Many times, it goes like this, he says, people say that there's Hamelech Zeh Achashverosh, and then there's Hamelech Zeh Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tzvei Dinim. Tzvei Dinim. He said, no, it's not Tzvei Dinim, it's Mamash Hainoach. Everything that happens to us, and everything that we interact with, and with Sa'olam, and with Malchus Sa'olam, and it is Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to us. It's Taka Hainu Hach. The Hakara, Kipshuto Yad Einoi Muvadai. The Hainu, a lot of times, if you know from a Sugya, the Brisker Rav says, Tzvei Dinim in a Sugya, Rav Asher learns, no, it's not Tzvei Dinim. It's Ein Din. It's not a Melech Zohach HaShverish, and a Melech Zohach Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all Taka Kodesh Baruch Hu. But what's happening over here is like this. The Melech says, Ma Bakashoseich Oid Viseyos. So I heard once, it's a melitza, but there's a lashon, there's a pasuk. V'hoya terem yikru v'aniyena. Hashem says, even before you ask, I'll give you. And the pasuk continues, oyd hei medabra v'aniyeshmas. I heard once, it's b'derev drash, but I heard once like this. V'hoya terem yikru v'aniyena. Even before you ask for what you need, I'll give you. Oyd hei medabra. You're asking for oyd. You know what oyd is? Oyd is like extra stuff. So you know what Hashem answers? Aniyeshma, I hear. Okay, who says I have to answer you? Terem yikrov aniyena. The things that you really need, terem yikrov aniyena. Oid hei medabrim, you're asking for extra? Aniyeshma, I hear. Say that, the other name. On Purim, it's no. Uma bakoshoseich oid viseyos. On Purim, you can ask for v'oid. So first you learn, it's the grace of koyach of Purim. Purim, you can even ask for v'oid. It's not that on Purim you can ask for v'oid. On Purim, when you get to Adla Yoda and you have the hakara of what really you need and what's the truth, and you have clarity and reality, so your v'oid is taka the v'oid. Your v'oid is taka the richting. You're holding there. When you get to Adli Yada, then you know. So on Purim, you could even ask for V'oid. And I'll end off. It's a Meredith Gazach Hashem. Shmuel writes, Zeresh tells Haman, Leimar Lamelech Litlois Es Mordechai Le'etz. And Haman also, Vayoymer Haman Lamelech Litlois Es Mordechai. That's how you talk to a king. You ask a king, no? Zeresh tells him, tell the king to do Azoy. And Haman also, he tells the king. Azoy reminisces to the Melech. Haman was higher than the Melech. Haman was higher than the Melech. Haman. You have to know, there's a certain way. Yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but there's a certain way. Again, Mizot. Says the Shem Yishmol, he says there was a Venahapichu. The Venahapichu is that when Klal Yisrael now, Mordechai HaYehudi, and any Yehudi that I'm Purim, yeah, Tzadik HaYisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Zogim. But it has to be Ernst. You know how Ernst? I don't know if he says in Azan Nosach, I'll end with this. As Ernst as Haman wanted it. If you're holding how much Haman wanted it, and he was holding by Leim HaLamelech, I do house Oichet, that for you, that's really what you want. So the Be'ezer Hashem, the Ani Ena Davis, there it says he's going to answer. But.